Prabhupada ki Shri Bhakti Vai Parada ki Tarantara Vishima Bhagavatam ki Giriraj Maharaj ki Jani Dago Prema.
Straight into chapter 29. So chapter 29 is called
Explanation of Devotional Service by Lord Kapila.
Explanation of Devotional Service by Lord Kapila. So Devahuti inquired, my dear Lord, you have already very scientifically described the symptoms of the total material nature and the characteristics of the spirit according to the Sankhya system of philosophy. Now I shall request you to explain the path of devotional service, which is the ultimate end of all philosophical systems. Mahatma Prabhu, can you read the first paragraph?
In this 29th chapter, the glories of devotional service are elaborately explained, and the influence of time on the conditional soul is also described. The purpose of elaborately describing the influence of time is to detach the conditioned soul from its material activity, which I consider to be simply a waste of time. In a previous chapter, material nature, the spirit and the spirit, supreme lord or super soul are analytically studied, and in this chapter the principles of bhakti yoga or devotional service, the execution of activities in the eternal relationship between living entities and personality of Godhead are
okay.
Very good.
No, that's good. So, what points are here in the first paragraph? Every day was also there.
Yeah,
going further now.
The influence of time is actually to tear the conditioned soul from the mental activities.
Which
is a waste of time.
That's Prabhupada says. So this chapter will describe the glories of devotional service. How we can perform devotional service with the goal in mind of performing pure devotional service. Because what will be described tonight will go from verses 1 to 10, and verses 8, 9 and 10 there will be a description of devotional service under the influence of the three modes of material nature. In other words, mixed devotional service. It's not pure devotional service. So the goal of Krishna consciousness, the goal of the Srimad Bhagavatam is to teach us pure devotional service. Which is, as Rupa Goswami defines, Anyabhi Lashita Shunyam Jnana Kamadhi Nabritam Anupuyena Krishna Nushirana Bhakti Uttama. That is pure devotional service. It must be free from other motivations like that. So, the Bhagavatam is leading us towards pure devotional service. That is the goal, to render pure devotional service. So this will be elaborated in this chapter, what is pure devotional service. Also be described what is mixed devotional service, so that we can see the contrast between what it is that we should attain and what it is that we may be performing now, which is in impure devotional service. Also in this chapter, time will be explained. Because, as will be explained by Devahuti, and as Kapila Deva will explain, the purpose of explaining time is that we will see the futility of material activities.